The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We worked so hard to wrap Christmas so carefully. The right touch of ribbon, the perfect card. Holiday cookies baked to perfection, the soft melody of carols on a favorite CD, the glow of candles adding the right touch of warmth and scent to a dimly lit room. How we strive for a Christmas that is just so, a Christmas that will live up to its promise. And so excuse me for a moment as I hang this final ornament on what I know is just the right branch, in just the right place, at just the right distance, and in just the right, oops. But there are times when Christmas slips away from us, times when we are left with a Christmas that is rough around the edges, to be sure. Taking on the roads in holiday traffic, a Christmas rough around the edges. "Hey, you bleepity bleep so-and-so, cutting me off like that? What, is Walmart having a holiday special? And where'd you get your driver's license? At the dollar store?" Shopping with the little ones, a Christmas rough around the edges. "If you kids don't start to behave, I'm taking you home this very minute, and you can forget McDonald's. It's not too late to talk to Santa, you know, and the elf on the shelf is still taking notes." Setting up the decorations, a Christmas rough around the edges. I know one woman who tells me she never hears so many religious words as when her husband tries to put all the life-size outdoor nativity figures in the front yard outside their home. Joseph topples, or a camel falls taking a shepherd on its way, and her husband is ready to bless the whole mess. Or then there's my sister. Each year she would pin up her Santa, reindeer, and sleigh card holder. It looked nice on the wall once it was in place. Strings of yarn extending from Santa's sleigh, forming reins, reaching out to the reindeer. But it would never fail. After hanging the last card onto the yarn so that it was perfectly in place, Santa would hit an air pocket. The whole confounded thing would collapse to the floor, and the atmosphere was definitely not ho, ho, ho. Gathering with the relatives, a Christmas rough around the edges. There was not always heavenly peace when my dad's side of the family came to visit. I had aunts and uncles who managed to take the merry out of Christmas. Dad's brothers and sisters didn't get along with one another, and hosting them for the holidays was a true balancing act. If Uncle Adolf was visiting, and Aunt Hedvig pulled into the driveway, one of them wouldn't go in until the other walked out. No amount of mistletoe could bring them together. It was always Yuletide fun and games. Like the words on one Christmas card observe, families are like a string of Christmas lights, always a few dim bulbs. One 90-year-old grandmom shares the true story of how her own Christmas went tilt. After turning 90, this grandma decided she could no longer shop for Christmas gifts, so she decided to send checks instead. Because she wanted all of her friends and family to purchase their gifts before Christmas, she feverishly worked to get everything in the mail early. At the bottom of each card, she simply wrote, "Buy your own gift." But after the holidays, when she cleared her desk, she discovered to her chagrin, under a pile of papers, all of the checks she had forgotten to enclose with the Christmas cards. And even worse, she wondered what her family thought when they opened an empty card and read the words, "Merry Christmas, buy your own gift." Now that's one tough grandma. Then there's a story you may have heard of one small boy who wasn't sure Christmas would be all he wanted it to be. He was writing a letter to God about the Christmas presents he wanted. "I've been good for 6 months now," he wrote. After a moment's reflection, he crossed out 6 months and wrote three. After another pause, he changed that to 2 weeks. There was yet another pause and yet another erasure. Finally, the boy got up from the table and went over to the little nativity scene that had the figures of Mary and Joseph. He picked up the figure of Mary, went back, and started writing again. "Dear God," he wrote, "if you ever want to see your mother again." Well, there are deeper and more serious ways in which Christmas 2019 is rough around the edges. The clouds and tensions of an ever unsettled world, and in despair I bowed my head. "There is no peace on earth," I said. And here in our own country, the 11 o'clock news tells the stories, leaving us all unsettled. An increased worry over gun violence, with daily killings on our city streets and even in our nation's schools and malls. And perhaps there is a Christmas rough around the edges right within your own home. In the harsh words, perhaps, you spoke all too hastily. You can't believe they left your mouth, and now the hurts run so deep, especially with this being the holiday and all, and the tension at home, the avoidance of each other's glance, such a contrast to the cheerful decorations of the season that surround you in each and every room. A Christmas rough around the edges, perhaps right under your own roof. You never thought you'd lose that loved one so soon. It wasn't an easy death. You're glad they're at peace, but it has left a void that Christmas does not fill, but leaves the more empty still. It is as if the Christmas star itself has fallen from the heavens, leaving your world so dark and scary and alone. A Christmas rough around the edges, perhaps right there in your own home. The health report that leaves you with an uncertain future, or the worry over a relative who is sure to knock on your door in trouble again, or the growing and anxious concern over money worries that have become downright financial stress, or the loved one who is battling illness and you wonder if this is the last holiday you will share. Just how does one make merry with so much weighing on the mind, with so much weighing on the heart? Just how does one repair Christmas when it is left so broken and busted apart? Maybe it would help us to know that if our Christmas is rough around the edges, his Christmas was rough around the edges too. It was not a Christmas just so, not a Christmas taken from the pages of Home Beautiful. The evidence and burden of Roman occupation was everywhere. In Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph were greeted with a door in their face, a keep out sign, a move on sign. The crude and dirty stable, shepherds who did not pause along the way to clean up or to change clothes, the stench of wild animals, the abrasive rubbing of straw, the splintered wood of a feed box, a Christmas rough around the edges, to be sure. Writes author Bill Hybels, "I can assure you, the stable that Jesus was born in was anything but quaint. It was just like a thousand other stables, crowded with smelly animals, dark, damp, and rodent infested. It was an all-around rotten place to birth a baby. The first noises he heard were the grunts of livestock. Jesus' first outfit was made of dust cloths or the equivalent of grease rags. From day one, God the Father determined not to shelter his son from the rude, crude realities of life on planet Earth. He came, you see, to a Christmas that was rough around the edges, that he might know fully our Christmas, our lives rough around the edges too, and thereafter it would be always so in his life, from the hard wood of a Bethlehem barn to the rough around the edges cross of Calvary's Hill. Ellen Sanna shares the story of one old woman who faced an especially difficult Christmas, an old woman in the nursing center with a very homesick heart. "I want to go home," she whimpered. She huddled on her bed, rocking herself back and forth like a lost child. Becky looked at her pensively. This was her first day working as an aide in the nursing home, and she wasn't sure what she should do. She had mentioned to her supervisor that Mrs. Brown seemed upset, but her supervisor had merely sighed and shaken her head. "She's always upset, Becky. Don't worry about her. There's nothing we can do for her." Becky's shift was over, and she was eager to punch out and go home. By the time she got there, her older brother would be back from college for his Christmas break. Her mother would have trays of cookies waiting. A fire would be crackling in the fireplace, and Becky could take her shoes off her tired feet and collapse beside the Christmas tree. But the loneliness in Mrs. Brown's voice hurt Becky's heart. She couldn't walk away and leave her. It would be like turning her back on a frightened child. Becky thought of her baby niece, who often cried for her mother when Becky was caring for her. Becky had learned the best way to deal with her niece's tears was simply to distract her. She couldn't give her what she really wanted, but she could get her to think about something else. Maybe the same principle would work with Mrs. Brown. "Come on," she gently pulled Mrs. Brown to her feet. "Come for a walk with me." Mrs. Brown shuffled along the corridor beside her. Her tears subsided, but her face was still anxious. "I want to go home," she whispered. Her hands twisted her pink housecoat again and again. "Please, can I just go home?" Becky knew Mrs. Brown's home had long ago been sold. She had been a resident in the nursing home for the past 6 years. Blinking away her own tears, Becky put an arm around Mrs. Brown's shoulders. "Come here," she said softly. "I'll show you something pretty." The overhead light was turned off in the common room, but Becky knew the tall Christmas tree was glowing softly in the corner. She hoped the lights would interest Mrs. Brown the way they did her niece, and so she guided Mrs. Brown through the doorway. Mrs. Brown stood still. As she looked at the Christmas tree, her face lit up with joy. She held out her frail, trembling hands as though she wanted to catch the light and grasp it tight. "Home," she breathed. She turned to Becky and hugged her. "You brought me home." It may be for each and all of us a Christmas rough around the edges, but it is always a Christmas that brings us home, for it is a Christmas that brings us to him, this one who came amongst us, not that we might have a just-so Christmas, perfectly polished and packaged, but that the rough edges of our life might at last find a Savior, that the rough mangers of our life might at last cradle the very love of God. Amen.